Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FT.
Last week, I gave a talk to a group of graduate trainees who had just started work at a well-known bank in the City of London. It's exactly 3 decades since I started out on a graduate training programme myself at another bank, barely 100 yards down the road. Like these modern trainees, I spent an autumn on my backside, listening politely to people who came to lecture us on this and that. But now, being the one doing the talking, I kept thinking of my earlier self, and something odd occurred to me. The world of work is supposed to have changed beyond recognition since then, but actually it hasn't. For graduate trainees, nothing of any importance has changed at all. Admittedly, not everything is the same. A photograph of the 1981 intake at Morgan Guarantee in London would have shown 8 men and 1 woman, me. We were all white, and those who had not studied at Oxford had studied at Cambridge instead. In last week's group, half were women, not all were white, and not all were Oxbridge either. The technology is madly different too. Behind me last week was a screen ready for the PowerPoint slides that I had failed to supply. Everyone in the audience had an iPhone or a BlackBerry about them somewhere, promising rival entertainment. Back in 1982, we sat in front of flip charts and distracted each other with scribbled notes on scraps of paper. I remember listening with amazement to a man telling us that the bank had just bought something extraordinary, a facsimile machine. Even the form of the talk I was giving, an informal chat over lunch, would have been unthinkable in the early 1980s. Back then, a lunch break was a lunch break. Unless you were out getting drunk with clients, you downed tools for precisely 1 hour. Even what we were munching on has changed. In 1982, I didn't know such exotic food as bagels and samosas even existed. Timing has changed a lot since then, too. These modern graduates were on an induction programme that runs for 3 weeks. Ours lasted a whole year. It was thought that there was no point in hurrying the indoctrination process, as we were expected to stay there for life. By contrast, no one expects these kids to stay. The latest research suggests that bright young things are engaged in a non-stop job search and last an average of 28 months in any one place, which is rather longer than I lasted at Morgan Guarantee, though that's a different story. Yet despite all these changes, despite the fact that women, foreign food and technology have been on the rise while loyalty, job security and formality have been in retreat, I still could have closed my eyes and fancied myself back in 1982, turning up to work in that hopelessly ill-judged sailor suit I bought, thinking it was what bankers wore. What has not changed is the most powerful thing of all. The atmosphere last week was precisely what I remembered. That potent mixture of ambition and anxiety, of rivalry and comradeship. It was so powerful it was almost like a smell, the smell of just starting out. Equally, the things that bother the graduates I spoke to are the same as the things that used to bother us. I know that Generation Y is supposed to be obsessed with all sorts of things we had no time for. They're meant to want their work to have meaning, to long for work-life balance and fret about sustainability. But none of these trainees asked me anything of the kind. Instead, what they wanted to know was entirely familiar. How to get ahead? Is it luck, skill, or politics? This question has not changed, and neither has the answer. You need to have a certain amount of skill to be even considered. Beyond that, it's luck and politics in equal measure. They also wanted to know how to play politics. Was it ever wise to disagree with your boss? The answer to this is popularly supposed to have changed beyond recognition. We used to be hidebound, so they say, but now hierarchies have been swept away and every junior is encouraged to speak out. But the truth is otherwise. The answer depends on the nature of the boss, just as it always has done. Some are open to discussion, some aren't. I think there's something comforting about these universal principles that shape our office life. Work is either interesting or boring. Colleagues are fun or dull. Bosses are nice or nasty. We all want the first and not the second. This is how it was, how it is now, and how it will be when Generation Z are on their training programmes in the year 2042.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.